AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The FBI is investigating Wednesday's attack in San Bernardino, California, which left 14 people dead as an act of terrorism. FBI Assistant Director in Los Angeles David Bowditch says investigators are looking at a variety of electronic information, including what might have been stored on a pair of smashed cell phones found outside Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik's townhome.
What I'm ready to confirm is there are some telephonic connections between these two individuals, at least one of these individuals, and other subjects of our investigation.
Inside the home, hundreds of rounds of ammunition and a cache of homemade bombs. After the attacks in Paris and California, New York City increases its effort to reach out to Muslim residents.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says his city will not tolerate retaliation in the wake of terrorist attacks.
We are here to say that with every tool we have as a city, and with all of the capacity of the greatest police department on earth, we will protect this community.
New York City has increased its presence in Muslim neighborhoods, sending staffers to visit mosques and meet with imams and worshipers. Police officials have briefed community leaders on new counterterrorism procedures. I'm Ross Simpson.
A draft of a possible global agreement on climate change has been approved by negotiators sent on to the environment and foreign ministers of each country. UN Climate Talks Chief Christiana Figueres.
By acting on climate change, we can do good and we can do well. And when else have we had that fantastic opportunity as humanity to actually be able to bring those two things together?
The various ministers will have to decide on a series of options. Most relate to the actual obligations for each country to take to combat climate change. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump tells the AP that winning Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina would build momentum into the other primaries.
I would be really happy if we could win the first three states. And if that happens, it's onward. We do very well in the SEC. We do very, very well with Nevada.
Trump continues to draw large and enthusiastic crowds to rallies, despite his repeatedly saying things viewed as offensive by some women, racial and religious minorities, as well as disabled people. It's conference title day in college football. Quarterback Deshaun Watson leads unbeaten top-ranked Clemson into the ACC championship game against North Carolina, hoping for a shot at a national title. Number 2 Alabama could earn a second state trip to the college football playoffs with a win in the SEC championship against 18th-ranked Florida. Big Ten winner between number 4 Iowa and 5th-ranked Michigan State is likely to be another squad in that 4-team playoff. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.